Well, the Boulder-based EcoCycle is adding to its nationally recognised zero waste education programme. And as Fairview High School becomes the 51st Green Star School in Boulder and Broomfield counties. As KGNU's Stacey Rosenbaum reports, after a semester of planning and 2 weeks into the programme, students and staff have high hopes for success.
11 a.m. on a weekday and the Fairview High School library is anything but quiet.
Not right now, it's lunch.
Students carry backpacks and balance plates of food as they settle themselves at the high and low tables in the center of the room. The cafeteria is too small and the library has a view. Floor-to-ceiling windows frame the flat irons and a new sign frames the garbage cans. Plate collection and compost bin.
We've got one of the carts, the return carts, and you see that it's got a place to return the durables. And then next to it, we've got the big compost, which this is what's new.
For the first time, Fairview students have the opportunity to compost their leftover lunch and return their durables, which are new to the school this year.
A durable is like a reusable
place setting.
Yeah. So you've got your tray, your utensils, your cup, your bowls.
High school seniors Anya Aiden and Leah Martinson, the student body president and vice president respectively, watch with pride as students scrape their food into the compost bin and return their plates to the cart. They help lead efforts to become the first full-size high school in the state to earn Green Star Zero Waste distinction.
EcoCycle came to us and they had implemented this Green Star aspect into a lot of smaller schools, and they wanted to do it with Fairview because we're big.
Because it goes beyond just the school too. It's because our school is so big, we kind of have the sample size of a small town.
With more than 2,100 students and staff, the Fairview cafeteria doesn't have space for all the diners, so people eat all over the school, just as they would eat all around a small town. Martinson and Aiden say they hope their school will serve as an example not only for other high schools, but for other communities around the country.
Teaching our students, just educating them on it too, so they can bring it on with them past high school.
To whatever communities they go to, they can go and implement this so that it's got a broader scope than just Fairview.
But programs like this, says EcoCycle's Kim Orr, aren't cheap.
Say it costs about $15,000 to bring a school into the program.
Which means they can only fund a few schools per year.
We also try to sort of go with a pyramid system. So all of your students enter at elementary level and then feed up into a middle school level. And so our goal has been all along to get all the kids when they're young in an elementary level and then go to that feeder school where those elementaries go for middle and then move up to the high school. So that's where we're finally here now.
EcoCycle provides all the compost and recycling containers, as well as personnel and ongoing education support to maintain the Green Star Schools program. After the initial outlay, there is an annual cost of roughly $3,000 per school.
This is a really expensive program.
But it's worth it, says Orr.
I think we get a lot of bang for our buck because we're educating lots of people that hopefully grow up and change their habits and have influence on the people around them.
Sophomore Morgan Bauer also sits on the Net Zero Committee at the school. He's motivated to affect change based on his experience diving in the oceans.
I've seen a lot of single-use plastic bottles and bags and a lot of microplastics just fogging up the water almost.
He says the Net Zero Committee has done a lot to educate students and eliminate single-use plastics from the school's cafeteria, but...
But there's definitely a long ways to go still.
Many students bring food from home in plastic bags.
So I grabbed an old King Supers bag that we keep under the sink.
Or bring in takeout from nearby restaurants.
McDonald's,
and is that recyclable?
I don't know.
What are you going to do with this chip bag?
Either throw it away or reuse it as a water bottle. That could work.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
When was the last time you used a chip bag as a water bottle?
Probably last year.
And just to be sure he wasn't yanking my chain, I tried it out. Yep, a chip bag can double as a water bottle, as long as you have steady hands. For KGNU, I'm Stacey Rosenbaum, and maybe the butt of a joke.
And EcoCycle retrieves and weighs all of Fairview High School's compost and recycling once a week and will collect data throughout the year. They'll also measure the levels of trash that are in the bins to determine how much waste is being diverted from the landfill. Well, in terms of single-waste plastic, last Thursday evening at the Longmont Museum, KGNU and EcoCycle co-hosted a community conversation on single-use plastic. And if you missed that, you can catch the video on KGNU's Facebook page. But we're also going to play the audio of that on Wednesday, February 20th at 8:35. And that's part of our ongoing look at zero waste issues.